Sunday, a woman was slashed in the face at Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park in London. Hayton Tash, an ex-Muslim turned Christian, was wearing a Charlie Hebdo T-shirt at the time of the attack.
Yeah, counter-terrorism officers are investigating the incidents, but no arrests have been made so far. The assault is not being treated as terrorism-related at this time, but there has been much speculation about the motives of the attack.
Yeah, GB News' Inya Falarin Iman spoke to the victim of the attack, Hayton, about what happened to her.
I felt like someone was grabbing me from the back. My hand was bleeding. And then apparently in that stage, my face was bleeding as well.
We want the police to protect her and to protect her right to preach the gospel and to critique Islam, as she does very, very powerfully out there at Speaker's Corner and wherever else she decides to do it.
Freedom of speech is already in danger if individual is being offended because I said Jesus is the Son of God. Freedom of speech is already in danger because you are being blocked on social media because you said something. I said something about my faith people don't like. At Speaker's Corner, I don't think anyone should even be slapped or pushed around because it is heart of freedom of speech. Like, it's not, I am coming to your home and putting the Quran on your face. I am in a place under the law where I do the things I am allowed to do.
I've been speaking to some witnesses, many regular attendees of Speaker's Corner, to find out what happened and what the context of this was.
She has been attacked on several occasions and aggressively abused over the past year or so.
I was just arriving to Speaker's Corner from the right-hand entrance, and then I've seen the attacker running away. And I was trying to stop him. I moved myself onto his way and he ran around me.
The police had to come and intervene again because there was another fight that had taken place immediately after that.
Now, the Metropolitan Police say the incident is not being treated as terrorism-related at this time, but there has been much speculation about the motives of the attack.
Yeah.